And we're back.
Another episode of The Black and a Half.
The one, the only.
The original. 6 years running.
That's right, baby.
Yeah, you're like, 6 years, you should have 800 episodes by now. Yeah. But like, no.
Life happens.
You know, we were babies.
We're out winning awards.
Doing TV.
Yeah.
Doing all sorts of things.
Filming movies, winning awards.
Which we need to do more of. We need to make more movies, win more awards.
Yep.
Get money. Crush it.
I was going to say it.
Right in our intro.
Yeah, let me not do that.
You know what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, I'm Seth Lindenstein.
I'm Annie Martin.
And this is Black and a Half podcast. This is episode number 46.
Damn,
I'm just glad to have episodes higher than my age.
Yeah, that's a big thing. That's an accomplishment.
Especially, yeah.
But your blackness makes you look like you're only like 20-something.
You know, it makes me feel like I have more time.
You do.
Like it looks like I have more time.
I mean, like on the outside, but on the inside.
I've got a really aged heart and liver. And I'm like, it's very deceptive. Yeah. I feel like a superhero movie.
Right.
Where they're going to reveal, like, I'm going to touch the ring and all the ages is going to come out. Right. Like, and I was like, oh my God, he's 100. But that's me. Hey, this is our first episode. You know, we're a couple weeks out of it, but first episode back from the 48-Hour Film Festival Awards, where we announced in this episode that we got to win an award. You'll find out in the episode which it is.
And that's how professional we are. We got fans calling in already.
Yeah, I got fans calling in. Ex-wife, whatever. Delete. 2 voicemail. Okay. What? She doesn't listen to the show. She's my ex.
Yeah.
So we're, we've got... I have a kid together. She calls me.
Oh, right.
Yeah. No, what? Yeah, nothing's happened.
I know, right?
Oh,
like if I was...
She's just like looking at me like she's going to call my wife.
Gretchen's sitting there like, what kind of shit?
Okay. Our guest today, we have a double guest today.
Yes.
We have the wonderful wonderful comic Samantha Rund.
Thank you.
Rund. Oh, no, don't say anything. Just,
wait,
you're in the background.
You're looking at me.
I'm looking at you. It's okay.
And the champion, the man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah, Jack Ballard.
Yeah.
In here. Returning Jack Ballard. So we got 2 guests for the price of 1 today. You so much.
We talk about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, the 48 hour. We talk about this new movie thing coming out.
Yeah,
new Oscar
awards
thing.
And
and Samantha's journey from actor to comedian, and how she got there, because she's gonna be big.
Yeah,
and so that's why I'm lashing onto her now.
That's right. You heard her here first.
It's gonna blow up. She got the story. She's you can check her out actually already on Netflix.
And
she stars in not stars, but right? Do you star?
Supporting
actor in Judas Kiss, available on Netflix. Check that out.
Make sure you follow her on Instagram. You'll find out what that Instagram handle is.
Yeah, we'll have it in the we'll drop it in the description.
Also follow Jack. He's got a lot of cool stuff going on. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. Oh, we should have talked about that
next
episode.
Get him on. Later.
I'll tell you when I play Warhammer.
we're gonna get people in.
I hide that like a hot chick with a herpes. Nobody.
That's very appealing. today's episode is brought to you by Misery.
Yeah.
Misery covering the U.S. since the 2016 election. And hey, do us a favor. If you enjoyed this episode, could you specifically go and review this episode on iTunes? If you haven't, just go and tell us your favorite part about this episode in particular. Give us a high rating and tell us what's the funny thing that was said. In the past, we have a lot of people that have been commenting in a past episode. Shannon Koyana said, "Perv's gonna perv."
Yeah.
Pervs are gonna perv.
Pervs are gonna perv.
I'm gonna make a T-shirt out of it now. It's great.
Gonna
so tell us, yeah. Purrs. So find your favorite line from this episode. Please comment on it on iTunes. Like our Facebook page. We do need. We're trying to get some likes up for this thing that's gonna be happening that we can't talk to you about. We'll talk to you about it later. But
yeah,
we need to get those Facebook likes up. It just takes a second of your time.
It's a big deal.
I have, you know what? I have like 2,000 friends on Facebook. Not to brag, because none of them know me.
Same here.
But. Well,
I was looking at that just to make sure I was above you. I think I'm only above you by like 1 friend.
But I only have like 240 people have liked the Black and a Half page. I'm like, that's a low percentage. So if y'all could just go like the page, Jack.
Yeah.
You
don't have to follow us. Just like it.
It'll help us out. Like, review, share this episode and help spread the love of Black and a Half.
Yes.
Everywhere. Spread Black and a Half
all over.
Yeah. What was
Blue
this?
Blue states, red states.
I feel like this was like, what is it? 2.5 black people and one.
There's a lot of black people.
And a half white people.
White and a half.
I will count them as full black people.
Okay. All right. Yeah, fair enough. I mean, the police would. So, you know, we got to.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm gonna like the other half black man, too. Okay.
Oh, no. Start ship. Oh, no.
All right. So, yeah, here we are. Episode number 46.
Hold on a minute.
What?
Before we jump in, we want to thank Skyline.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, we should thank our sponsors. Yeah, thank you very much to Skyline. Thanks to Skyline Properties for letting us use the space. If you're interested in residential house buying or selling, check out SilasGetsReal.com and I can help you out there.
Also, sign up for the newsletter. Keeps you informed on everything that's going on. And
yeah, you can sign up for my newsletter. Just shoot me an email. Silas at SilasGetsReal.com.
Cool.
And but go like our pages.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Any, you got anything?
Pablo Francisco at the Parlor coming up at the end of the month. And
end of August?
End of August.
Pablo Francisco? The priest?
No.
No.
The comic.
Wait, no? Voices.
Yeah.
In the world.
Is he really? Fuck. It's going to be a weird.
There was an older comic. There was not an old comic, but it was like he was a. I thought his name was Francisco, but it was like he always wore like a minister suit. Everywhere.
He does the voices, right? Pablo Francisco?
I think so. Yeah. Oh, shit. I don't even see him on here anymore.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
I think you're say anything.
Oh, no,
you might not have a show anymore.
Yeah, no, he's on there. There
canceled.
We go.
Okay.
Yeah, Pablo Francisco, August 16th through 18th.
Okay. So. Yeah. Check out Manny there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and thank you so much for listening. Episode 46, Samantha Rund and Jack Ballard.
I just realized
stand by to receive our transmission.
Let's take out my pocket.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
Turn your cell phone.
My bad. So, no. All right.
If you got a. Right. I don't know if you're Tindering. What are you doing?
No, I was texting. There's this little white kid in the middle of Kentucky who.
What?
Yeah. He's like, these kids became a huge fan of me. I mean.
What?
It was weird. We were in New
from
York.
From Comedy Central?
Yeah. No, I mean, they were like.
You were in New York?
I was in New York.
For what?
Just for like some family thing. It was really awkward.
Recently?
It wasn't my family.
I don't
family.
Remember pictures.
No, it wasn't my family.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
You went to a wedding.
No. It was my friend's, like, grandma and stuff. You know how, like, some people are, like, real old? Like, old people.
Yeah, some people
old,
are.
Some people are real old. Okay. Let me break this down, though. But you know how, like, old people, they always want to try to, like, talk to you about, like, oh, if I could have married a black man in my day if they wouldn't have killed me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why we even have
that.
You know what I mean?
Like, as a non-black man, get that all of the time. Let me tell you,
for
sister.
Real. It was cool.
Gotten, you know, I always thought black people and white people, when they have kids, they look the best.
Right.
The most mixed babies are the best babies.
I just want a nappy headed. Little, you're like, what the fuck?
Can like, I touch shit. Your hair?
Whenever
now.
People say that, though,
that's awkward that they say that to you and you're bald. That's a whole other meaning.
Whenever they say that, I always remember this episode. I forget if it was Roots or it was one of those. My dad used to show me all these slave movies when I was young.
I know, like, and I love that because your dad's white.
Yeah, there was this one.
It's like, don't mess up.
I always remember this one. Episode of something where the slave master said something like that to like they're always so cute when they're young.
Oh shit!
Oh, that's from Rosewood.
Rosewood.
The Rosewood movie.
Rosewood movie.
Yeah.
Wait, remind me, Rosewood.
Ving Rhames.
That's right. He was like Nefertiti, and then it was his horse.
Yeah, and it was.
Oh no, it was a different one then.
Oh, he says
because it was when I was young.
It's because like
stolen line.
There was like a mason thing. But, yeah.
Oh okay.
A jar.
No, the
hipsters,
the Mason group, the stone cutters.
Okay. So Manny, you were in New York.
Okay, yeah, and these little like kids. I mean, it was weird because they haven't been around black people, so like they were trying to tell me jokes. The shit was racist, you know what I mean? And then they were like apologizing later. They're like, "Well, we didn't mean it like that." And part of me
Did
wanted
you
to
tell
be like
them
militant.
That
yeah,
was racist.
Yeah, like Crystal went off like. She ripped into their asses. You know, like this is like kind of awkward already, and you don't want to. I just walked away. I was like, I can't deal with this shit right now.
What was it funny?
No, not at all. It was just the typical.
I know, that's why I was like,
sometimes,
yeah.
Sometimes, you know what I mean? If you tell a good racist joke, I'm okay with it. But if you tell, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like
but,
kid.
Right.
Little 8-year-old. Yeah. Well, if you're going to tell a racist joke, it's got
to
be good.
It has to be a good one. You know what I mean?
So now they're fans of yours?
So yeah. And
that was all set up.
It was, yeah. So,
this,
I mean.
This was before.
This is after the Comedy Central thing. And then they're like, can you talk to Kevin Hart for us? And da da da. I
was
like,
tell him, yeah?
I was like, I don't know. I'm like that. But you know.
And they're in Nebraska.
Did you think that you knew him because you were black or because you're a comedian?
Because I was on the show with him.
Because you're so tall.
Well, probably because I'm so tall. They're like, how short is he? And I'm like, a little bit taller than you. Not, you know, so it was weird.
And so you text him now.
Well, no, they got my number. And like, so they one of them just found it. And he's like, hey, can I call you? And I was like, I'm recording an episode of Black and a Half.
Call you?
Oh yeah. My so god,
that's super awkward.
How bad is your number?
Yeah, you got to block.
So did you give them their number?
Yeah, I was just trying to be nice.
You know, but people can find your number online.
That's true.
They can just look you up and find
loser
it.
Line.
But like, what's that?
Give them the loser line.
I know, right? You've been rejected by. They're cool kids, though.
But I've been there before, where you're you nice guy your way into some problems,
totally.
Just trying to be nice.
Always.
Like, now I'm being bothered by you.
Yeah.
And I'm too nice to say go away.
That is a story.
But he's a good dude. He's a good.
That's a good one.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, you probably should introduce people.
No, we'll do that later.
We have a thing.
Yeah, we have a way.
Well,
we just talk.
We've done this for 6 years.
So
really,
yeah, sporadically.
Yeah,
we are. But I do. We need to change my intro. I want to be. I do want to be introduced all the time now as award-winning filmmaker.
Oh yeah, see, so, isn't it? It's so funny because we were just talking about this.
Like just each time
when you do
like
something.
Every time.
When you do something like that, don't you feel like this is going to sound really like egotistical, but like, don't you feel better than some people? Like if you think about it, you're a comic, right? You get up in front of like, I don't know how many people and then you go walk around normal people every day. You're like, yeah, I'm kind of
You just feel magic when when you have a really good set. It's like for the first like half hour and you're walking around and people recognize you. You do feel the sort of
Comic-Con like 3-4 years ago,
right.
When they moved us to Friday night performing, I was really mad about it because I was like, I don't want to perform Friday. That's not a good night. Like, everyone will come Saturday. That's the big one. But then Friday, then I had 2 days of walking around Comic-Con where people would stop and go, hey, really good show last night. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Right.
That's oh, my
huge.
Gosh. That was, I felt like
and
king
like,
of the
I'm
nerds.
Sorry. I'm sorry, really good night, award-winning film director.
Yeah.
Being your presence, really
okay,
good night.
So for those that don't know, we did the 48-hour film festival.
Yeah. Actually, he's a winner.
And
first time?
It's the first time out. Our team won an award for it. Now, the joke on it, I feel like it's a joke to say award-winning film because, I mean, we won best use of the prop. So
it's still
something. It's something. And actually, today there's a local podcast. We're actually might be doing a podcast exchange with them.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Called About to Review.
Okay.
It's a Seattle based podcast.
Film
but
review.
That reviews films. He saw all of them. He went to every screening of them. And he said ours was his third favorite. He said today on the podcast that his was his third favorite.
That's badass.
Yeah. He really loved how we, and because of the puzzle, actually. He's like, he hates
puzzle.
He hates the well, I'm putting words in his mouth, but we seem to be similar. We kind of chatted a little online.
Yeah.
That when people get the challenge and say like a puzzle, that it would just be like, oh, there's a puzzle in the background. They put a shot on it real quick, take care of that qualification, and then move on.
But how ours was like,
ours was just hit it.
Yeah.
And made the whole concept about that. And it was like, well, how could you not win?
Right. What was Fishbein's name in the movie again?
Aaron's?
Yeah.
Dead guy?
No. What did you keep? That's still stuck in my head when you were like, Billy? Billy?
Oh my goodness. I don't even know. I've moved on to the next Tinder date.
Improv-ed
name. Yeah. Maybe it was Jimmy.
Like, I moved on to the other part.
Wasn't that, that's so funny. Wasn't that guy, was he like a Tinder date with my character in the park on my Snuggie? I don't like that he disrespected my Snuggie.
I know. That's right. I forgot about that.
I got to move on.
Yo, they disrespected your shit.
Well, okay. Fell off of it.
You know, I need to forget that painful memory in order to heal and move on.
So
I have to just imagine him.
She was not. You were not willing to give up that Snuggie at the beginning.
I really wasn't.
Yeah.
I was legit.
It's like a horror film, and they're just like, you're like, hey, can I use it? And I'm like, what are you going to use?
That right?
It's
like,
you
guys
going to
bleed all over this?
It's red. Sit on it. Well, that's great. Who?
It's a blanket.
Who? Well, what okay. costume?
We asked if you anyone had a blanket. You said you had a blanket. I didn't know it was a Snuggie until we took it over. And I was like, this is not a blanket. This is like a pajama.
I know.
This is it. I have pajamas.
I haven't reached that point yet where I started like wearing pajamas on set yet. I haven't like.
Do you think a lot of celebrities
actually that's not
do
true?
That?
I did actually wear pajamas once. But, oh, okay. Like, it was a. Now I feel like I've got your moment where I'm like award winning toothbrushing. No, it was a commercial that I did. And I wore my own pajamas for it.
Oh, that's dope. Why not?
It was comfortable.
Okay, so I have
got
a question.
Got to lay in bed most of the day.
For you guys. Awards, right? So the awards, the Oscars are coming up. They introduced...
They're in March.
Well, I mean... I mean, they're talking about... They started introducing more, like, categories, right?
They announced today about the... Which is... couple weeks ago
so
when you're hearing this no but they're in March
fuck you guys so I'm just saying, so much I pay attention to the Oscars
but they start early with these
so this new category though is
yeah the best have you heard of did you hear about
what no
popular film an Oscar for the
most popular film
the best popular film is going to be the new category.
So basically, they want to...
Whatever makes the most money at the box office gets another award?
No.
Is that how
it's no. Of all of... So they'll be nominated like 10, you know, 6 right. films that were pop films.
So it'll probably fall into the Avengers.
You know, when you said they announced new categories, I thought, oh, this is how they're going to get past the Oscar so white. So
exactly.
Best black film.
Well,
that's what they're saying.
Some
that's
of
what
the controversy is you don't what you're going to make this so that Black Panther gets an award
in the year that it did really big stuff. But can I just be real with you guys? I didn't think Black Panther was that great.
I thought it was okay.
I thought it was okay.
People thought it was the best. It's not the best.
No,
it's,
not at all. It was like Lion King. Two, so, you know what I mean, or Lion King 3.
It was good.
Actually, yeah,
it was a good movie.
It
was. I didn't
it
think
wasn't
it was
as good as Thor Ragnarok.
You're gonna blow your mind once you realize half of movies are Lion King.
Probably
like, that's the plot.
Or,
of...
What you mean is half of movies are Hamlet.
Right. Yeah. That's what I told.
Well,
I know,
okay.
I'm trying
to
keep it on references that
you'll see. You know, but see, me and you, we're here. We're like Hamlet references. Yeah.
That's but, a musical, right?
It is a musical.
It's half of movies are Hamlet.
It'd
so
it's
so when does Hamilton come into Hamlet?
Yeah, that's right.
Is that his son?
Hamilton.
They're coming out with the movie A Star Was Born.
Okay.
With Bradley Cooper and Lady
Gaga. That looks good.
Right. This is the fourth time this movie's been done.
Oh. Yeah.
Right? So twice it was as an actor.
Okay.
And then Barbara Streisand did in the 70s as a singer, was the star that was born.
Okay.
And now it's going to be Lady Gaga.
Is this the same title and everything?
Same story, yeah.
Or is
they
the
just
same
update
story,
the,
or is it
like
they Avatar
just update it.
It's the same as Pocahontas, which is.
No. It's the same story. Okay. Just redoing it.
Avatar and Pocahontas are the same movie, pretty much?
Yeah, and there's one more. It's Avatar, Pocahontas, and Dances with Wolves are like very similar.
Oh, okay.
You know, Tatanka.
Yeah. There's only six movies. There's okay. only like 6-7 movies.
What about The Matrix? Is that...
The first
Ooh,
Matrix.
The Matrix.
First Matrix?
First Matrix.
Right. That kind of broke.
Best one.
Hands down. The rest
hands
of
down.
Them... I mean, two was okay, but three was just shit.
Yeah, totally bad.
Yeah.
Let's still Man versus Machine.
People say like The Matrix is like a Christ allegory.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. So. Yeah.
And, well, it has like lots of like religious undertones. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Too, yeah.
Nothing's original.
That's true.
It's just a rewrite of something else.
Yeah, I guess everything. Yeah.
Don't you hate when you hear one of your jokes?
Yeah.
God, I thought I was a genius.
You're right.
Oh, dude.
I thought. Like,
and it was from 1972.
Yeah. Oh, man. Somebody almost convinced me that I stole one of my own jokes.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. It was crazy. This guy came up to me and he was like, oh. I think I just saw you on a comedy special because, like, well, one of my credits is Netflix, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like oh, what? I'm talking really? About myself. Yeah, it was an independent feature film I did.
Oh,
I played
awesome.
I played an award winning screenwriter.
Ooh,
yeah,
there you go.
And she was cool. But like, but anyway, so he heard that was a credit, and I think he just assumed I had a Netflix special.
Right.
Please, in the future, thank you. Maybe like. Next week?
Heck yeah.
Time? No, that'd be amazing, right? But anyway, he assumed that I had a special, and he came up to me after the show, and he's like, oh, I think I saw you on your special. That joke that you did like was on it. It was so great. And I was just like, oh, thank you, but I don't have a special yet. And then he's like, but I heard that joke. I heard it on a special. I'm like, are you sure? He's like, yes, it was the same setup. It was the same punchline. It was even the same color shirt. Like, you were talking about wearing it. It was everything the same. I'm like, oh, my goodness, what happened?
Yeah,
this happened in my life. Like, I did not steal this joke. And then I found out he had been at Tony V's it was the first day I told that joke.
And he
thought it was not a special.
Damn.
Kevin Hart has says you're gonna learn today. So when you did it, I could see.
Yeah, right.
Yo, it's so crazy though how like people get it, like, because I swear I thought this one comic did Amani's joke about being in a slave auction kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like, and I was like, did that dude steal it? And then I had just seen Amani do it like a few weeks before, and that guy was like right before him or something.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, black people don't really go camping.
So right.
That. This one.
No.
No.
Verdict's out on you.
Yeah. What, what'd you
checking
say?
Your ID. Doing a blood test.
She's half, though.
See how bad you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so, I mean.
I grew up going camping a lot.
She just stays out of the sun.
It was
so
fun.
Wait,
where
we're
did
gonna...
you grow up then?
Yeah.
I grew up in Montana.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
So oh, that's
you know
right.
Yeah. That's not camping. That's just living.
I know, right?
Wait, how long did you live in Montana?
I lived in Montana. Well, I was born in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So from 8 until I went to college, I lived in Montana.
So did you ever meet Lucas Healy out there?
I did not.
Wow.
Not okay. that I know of. I know, okay. but I was like, I want to get into there at
yeah.
some point.
Right?
I want an excuse to go back to Montana.
Says that his family's restaurant is Chinatown. So I don't know.
Did you ever go to Glacier National Park?
I didn't.
I spent
That's
this.
Wait, hold on. You lived in the state of Montana and never went to Glacier Park?
I didn't say I was rich.
That right?
Rich.
You know, rich to go outside.
Yeah, you got to get up there. No, I went to Yellowstone.
Stop breathing the air.
I went to Yellowstone like 3 times.
Oh, that's cool.
But I need to go to Glacier.
So were you in a city there or something?
Well, as much as a city as it can be.
What city?
Great Falls.
Great
well,
Falls?
Bozeman too, but like Great Falls was mostly.
I spent.
Isn't Bozeman outside of Glacier Park?
No, Bozeman's closer to Yellowstone.
Is it?
Yeah, Glacier's north, I think.
Huh. What town?
I spent my 13.
What town I flew into.
The year I was 13, I spent that summer in Montana, and we went to the Glacier National. Well, it's a boring story, but anyway, we went.
Wait, what year?
Oh, that's awesome.
When I was 13, so in the early 90s.
Yeah,
early. Okay, I was like, I spent a summer there. It was late 90s.
And you guys did
it was like
not
98.
Meet?
I've only done one show.
There was
in
only
Montana.
One black guy at a time. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
it's true. So true.
I did a show in Montana with Mitch Burrow.
Where?
Gosh, it was a weird little setup, but I can't even tell you.
Do you know the city?
Bill's Bar.
Maybe. I don't know, man. It was like this guy
was
literally
it an actual
put.
Actual city?
Rodney's.
Yeah, it was like
Billings, Bozeman, Helena, Missoula.
Maybe it was Missoula.
Missoula. It's
maybe.
It's like the little Seattle of Montana.
It might have been. But there was like this guy put a bunch of like teddy bears on stage and it was all creepy and shit.
Oh,
and
man.
Then like we did the show and afterwards, like these girls were kind of following us from bar to bar and literally the police started like following us too. I don't know if it was to keep me safe, but I was like the only black person anywhere. So I don't know if like
yeah, the police were following you to keep you safe.
That's what I was telling myself.
That's
I was hoping I didn't catch
it's
a nightstick.
To keep track of crime. There he is.
It was weird though. You could definitely tell some of the guys were kind of like paying too much attention to us like afterwards. Mm-hmm. So we were like, maybe not. So it was a good show though. I don't know. It's Montana. That was my only experience.
So okay, so you were in Montana,
yeah,
Samantha, until you were in college,
yeah,
and you went to UW then.
I went to Northwestern.
Northwestern.
First,
Chicago.
I went to 2 colleges.
What?
You know, Northwestern's not a community college, right?
I know it's not a community college.
Okay.
No, I got an undergrad degree and then I got a grad degree.
There you go.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah.
Wow.
Instead, I've
Thank
got
you.
Two
well
undergrad,
educated.
No, like or 2 associates. It doesn't count as a degree.
I told you
that's
she
okay.
Was
I got. Oh my God! This dude called me uppity this weekend.
What?
So that happened. He called me uppity.
Was he
and
white?
High yellow, and then he hit on me.
Wait,
thereafter.
White guy or black guy?
Black dude.
Black guy.
Okay, yeah. High yellow, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's
guys, you're not recognizing it. UW is a prestigious grad school program.
Yeah.
Like, that's a...
You heard that? I gave you
okay.
a clap.
Thank you guys, thank you so much.
But no, like...
I appreciate it.
I mean, what,
bench as
6?
Much as me, though.
Well,
actors?
Oh, you know, the class size has gone down, but it was 10 before.
Per year?
10 black people per year?
Okay, I didn't know they took that many.
No, they take less now. They took less now. But yeah, they took 10 for the grad program.
So you got per year.
Oh, it was in acting?
Yeah.
So you can pretend like.
Yeah, but seriously, like 10 people. You know what?
That's true.
Because everyone's like, oh, I'm an actor. And like,
but you don't have a degree.
And so she came. Well, no, it's not about that. But like, she came. I was helping her do a reading for or an audition,
mm-hmm.
and she, it was like it was supposed to be this ghetto,
right.
like just one line. And I was thinking, like, she's not gonna, but, not gonna do this.
Yeah.
I was like, the racist that they gave it to her, and then she like does the one line, and yeah. I was like, what? Oh. Oh, you're an actor.
Oh, can like, you? Nice. Can we get a demonstration?
Oh,
no, she can't. It's like, and it, no.
Wait, what was the what was the movie?
No, I didn't know you were in charge. I appreciate it though.
La La Land. Remember when was it like that? Where what's her face?
Oh, when she was on the
Emma Stone.
Cell phone?
Yeah, where she was, or no, where she was the teacher and had to do it like that. Remember
the teacher? Why don't I? I need to watch that movie again.
Oh,
though.
So good.
The first time I saw it, yeah. I was not happy about. It.
The ending?
Yeah, and then
about it
and
all?
And I needed to watch it again.
Wait, you weren't happy?
I was just sad because I was like, why can't they be together?
They
love
right?
each other, and I was so sad.
God. And it was such a good movie, though.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh, whoops, I'm sorry. Really? Have you not seen it?
And the winner is La La Land.
Once again, it's
really Moonlight.
That's like, somebody ruined The Sixth Sense for me, too. Because like I had,
that's a shitty one.
That's
a horrible one to ruin.
Exactly, it was. It was a horrible one.
Because that's a movie that you need to watch without knowing.
It's true.
And then watch it again knowing.
Although, you want to know. Okay. To me, what was so funny about this is I watched it with my mom. My mom has seen it. I was waiting years to forget about the ending. Mm-hmm. Finally, I was like, screw it. I'm just going to watch it anyway. I'm going to look for, you know, foreshadowing, blah, 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 no spoilers. My mom, who has seen the movie, did not remember what happened. So she kept on trying to guess. She was like, what is wrong with the wife? She needs to get off her antidepressants. Why can't... her husband is suffering. Like, what is wrong? I'm just
definitely
laughing.
Definitely
her mom.
So,
her mom's
the wife.
Is your mom the white parent?
My mom's not.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, no, but my mom is also very much like, he needs to get his stuff together. We don't wait around for any man.
Right.
You don't need a man. Like, very much.
I'm going to be real with you.
Independent.
My
to a
favorite,
fault.
Like,
we are.
I know I'm the opposite, but my favorite interracial couple is always the white guy with the black wife, because it's like, I just picture all the shit he has to deal with. He's like, you know, Tanisha, my queen. She's like, you know what, Marcus? God damn it. Why don't you take out the motherfucking trash? And he's like, I'm sorry to have upset you, my queen. You know what I mean? That's the conversation in my mind. It's
well, Louis amazing. C.K., when he did cast a black wife.
Right.
Black ex-wife.
That's right.
Because he said, because when a black woman tells you to go get a job, you take it a lot more serious.
Who was,
And he had his
Bill
white,
Burr.
White children.
Yeah, Bill Burr's lady is black.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's just a reason to like him even more?
Right? See, I love
music. Can we get a demonstration of your acting skills? Or,
you don't have to
that's
do
not
that.
That's
like somebody telling you to tell
translate.
A joke.
I just want you to know.
It's like when you're in it. I'm vouching for it.
Yes, I can produce real tears. It's just that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, see, that's gangster.
You don't know. What the?
Did they do Suzuki?
Well, mannequin
style
Samuel
there?
Jackson. So
I don't know what they're still doing, but we did. I don't know what I don't know what they currently are doing, but yeah, that was a thing that was happening.
It's a Japanese influenced form of acting.
Okay. Mm. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Dream role.
He's like, I don't
What would be your dream role?
Oh, that is so hard.
I know it's a hard one. Okay.
You know, wait. You know what?
Lady
you
M?
Know what?
Is it Lady M?
You know what? Michael Scott from The Office.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
Okay. I love Steve Carell anyway, but like that character has everything. It, like if you're just going to pick
Holly
just
from
one
The Office?
Character. No.
No, no.
No, Steve Carell.
I mean, isn't she the female version of Steve?
No, it's not the same. I mean, but I do get what you're saying, but like he acts a fool.
Right.
He's completely insensitive, but he means well. He cries like a baby.
Right.
He has rage. Like he does, like everything you'd want to do in an acting role, he gets to do. I don't see that in
Can
any
we
other
do a sketch
really.
Of Black Office?
Yes.
That would be gangster.
Who's going to be Dwight?
I've never seen The Office.
What? And then the white, and the one white guy?
So
and the one white guy.
In the warehouse?
Yeah.
Yes.
That would be
white
awesome.
Patrice O'Neal.
Right?
Spencer.
That wouldn't be a bad series of sketches where you
blacked everything.
Black Friends.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done Black Friends.
They did Black Friends.
But
what else can we do? Black Seinfeld?
I was like, isn't
Seinfeld?
That just right now?
It's yeah.
Like, that's what Black Friends do when they get together. They work.
Right.
is Black Friends living single?
Pretty much. Yeah, that's yeah. You're right. You're
true,
right.
True.
Yeah.
True.
To do
I'm going to be thinking
what
about
would
this
White
now.
Martin be like? What is up? What is up? What is up? No?
Frasier.
Hey, guys.
Frasier, yeah.
But, like, Frasier is not set in Seattle. Yeah. Frasier's
no. My daughter, Willow, does White Martin.
Is she really?
Because every time she walks into a room, she's like,
hey guys, hey guys, hey guys, 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 hi,
hi, hello, hi.
That'd be awesome.
But Willow is starring in everything. Yeah, no, I'm gonna go through every. Now I'm gonna watch like TV Land and just like look at it like.
What would this be?
Black
like?
Family Ties.
Oh, the Black Mr. Ed or Pitbull.
Yeah.
Mr. Ed.
What would
that's
be
awesome.
Mr. Ed's name?
That's awesome.
Cocaine. Be a white
or
Pitbull.
G?
Mr. Yeah.
G? Kilo.
Mr. G? I like G.
He'd be talking sounds like DMX.
Did I tell you, motherfucker? Did I tell you, Wilbert? Oh, man. Yeah, fun times.
We can keep going with that. It's huh?
Send man. In, yeah, if you have any suggestions for the black.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the word.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Are we going to black it up?
Yeah, yeah. If you want us to turn any of your favorite white TV shows into a black sketch.
Or black TV white. Like,
or if you want to turn
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, yeah.
In West Palm Beach. Born and raised.
Where he gets into Philadelphia instead. Yeah.
That's so funny.
That'd be great. Golden Girls?
You get shot the first scene.
Right?
Is there not a Black Golden Girl?
You've heard the Black Golden... Like, have you heard the Black Golden Girls theme song, though?
No, I feel like there should
I
be
I think
one,
the Black
though.
Golden Girls, would they all be 35.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
They're
it's
all like, grandmas.
It's so fucking racist.
That's horrible,
Jack. That is horrible.
Holy shit.
That's so wrong.
Please send your letters not to Black and a Half, but to Jack.
To Jack.
I'm black.
Send it to Jack.
I am Black.
Do you think? Okay, here that brings in, that raises a good question
so
to me.
Bad.
Do you feel like does being black give you the excuse to do the stereotype jokes?
Ooh, well, you know what? I think
a lot of comedy careers would be over if it didn't.
If they didn't, yeah.
But I also think you talk about what you know, right? I mean, it's like you grow up with a certain thing and that's what you talk about, especially when you first get into comedy.
I love talking about Crips.
Right? I mean, your brother, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
but like, okay, but that's fair. That is your reality.
That's what I grew up with.
Well, how about Manny's? Because it's not Manny's reality. It's just stuff he makes.
I'm trying to think.
Don't you do the stereotypes? You play the stereotypes sometimes, but it's not like what you grow up with.
I'm trying to think of.
Or you go home to.
I'm trying to think what stereotype what joke like that
I tell.
What
about your whole, the black circus? No, what was it?
Oh, yeah. No, my mom really sent me a link to being in a black circus.
Yeah.
So, like, I swear to God, when I was getting out of college.
Wait, were all those things real that were in it?
Like, oh, yeah. Like, my sister told me about the Soul Circus, and there's a dude who walked on the tightrope.
That is.
And, like, yeah. And it was just like a lower budget, and like
I thought you were just making that.
No, it's a real thing, and like so, like when I like look it up, like Soul Circus.
Like I really don't like that. I think it's narcissistic if you're only allowed to talk about your own experiences. Like for instance, you're an actress. What if you were only allowed to play black roles? That I don't think that's fair. I think you should be able to talk about other things
than
your own experience. Like I should be able to make jokes about things outside of my immediate.
Right. Well, percentage. Do you think it's okay to make up an experience?
I'd wish there was more of at least a kernel of truth into it.
Oh yeah,
just
right.
Make it completely up. But say like if you want to write a book and your main character is a female, or there's a character in your book who is a female, you should be able to write for her if you do research.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, that happens.
And say,
plenty.
Hey, does this sound right to you? If you do that, I think it should be loud, but some
but I would
people
say,
don't think so.
So you have I don't want to say a name. I don't want to say a name right now. But you have an author friend.
Yes.
Who wrote black experience and he's not black.
He's a white author.
And put the N-word in that shit.
He put
the he's a good guy. He's
I'll
a good
talk,
guy.
I'll talk okay. about it. Like my buddy, he released a book. Main character is black. Most of the people in the book are black.
Yeah.
He spent the summer in Detroit. He,
Oh, so he did the research.
Yes. Research, asked, like, looked up the dialogue. Like, does this sound right? Is this, and he, like, produced copies of the book.
Right, right.
Had people proofread it. Does this sound right? Would this be your voice? Do you know people who sound like this? But there are people who make their living off saying you can't do that.
Yeah. Right.
Because that's not your experience. But I'm like, that's. The way he put it, it's narcissistic. Like, I should be able to, if I do research. He also has a Microsoft CEO or Amazon CEO in the book, who's a woman.
Right.
He's not a woman.
Right.
He's not
right,
a CEO.
Right.
He's not, you know, but she should be able to write for her if well, she's a character in the book.
Let me ask this, though. Who wrote Black Panther? Who wrote the script for that?
Yeah.
Was it all black?
No.
Writing? It was a black author. Yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
Was the whole, like, writing team black?
Well, we never acknowledge writing teams.
Well,
anyway,
I mean,
so just, we know we never really know who was on the writing team.
Was it Ta-Nehisi Coates or something? No.
Well, I was gonna say because, I mean, I don't think that guy was from Africa, right? So that's not his experience. But
Wakanda's not a real one.
I know.
Right. Sorry. But
they did actually do their research and they actually used they used actual African dialogue or you know dialect.
Do an impression.
Dialogue. Sound like English. Looks like they all speak.
I do not know.
Wait, that's the Coming to America accent.
Oh, this is the greatest
Hop
day of my
leg.
Life.
What's the country in Coming to America?
Zamunda.
No, Zamunda.
Yeah.
That's right next to
this
Wakanda.
This is the greatest.
That's right next
to
Wakanda.
My favorite
that's
line.
The map I want of Africa.
Yeah, right?
Where it puts in Wakanda and Zamunda
right next to
and all the other fake African nations.
Let's do it.
Why are all the fake
you
African nations?
You should put
nations?
Atlanta on that map.
Oh, you should.
Atlanta in Africa?
Did you guys watch Atlanta the series?
I have not.
You need to watch that. It
I
is
just
fucking hilarious. Well, if you
I kept hearing the name Atlanta. Actually, I don't know where I got it, but I thought Atlanta was some like drama similar to
like the Housewives.
The Terrence Howard.
Oh, I see.
I forget which one that
Hustle
was.
And Flow?
Hustle and Flow kind of thing?
No, the TV show these
The
on.
Wire?
Oh.
No, the,
oh.
It's like Dynasty. It's Black Dynasty.
Empire.
Okay.
I thought
Empire.
Atlanta. So
Black
I thought
Dynasty.
You said Black Dynasty. Blindesty.
I thought that when I heard Atlanta, for some reason, I was like, oh, it sounds like a drama.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was some comedy show. Like, oh, crap. I would have been watching it.
It's actually really
good. I don't want. I'm in this weird phase where I don't. I'll watch them on Netflix, maybe.
Yeah.
But I am really starting to watch.
I'm just thinking of black versions of shows like Dallas, Who Shot JR? I don't know. He got shot in a drive-by. Could have been anybody.
He's writing scripts over there. I'm not watching as many dramas as I used to. Like, I am sort of like...
What do you feel like you're leaning towards right now?
A lot more comedy.
Yeah.
If the drama, it has to sort of be a sci-fi with an interesting twist to me. And
agreed.
I don't know. It's like I need to... I want to relax at home. I'm so stressed out right now.
Yeah.
With... three children, the new, whatever. I'm just like, I don't want to, do I need to watch this thing about a cocaine war right now?
Yeah,
no,
I agree.
But like,
or
oh, I can,
I
so the other day, like, look, it was not good.
Yeah.
But I watched Snatched.
Oh, okay.
You know, the one
with Johnny Depp.
No.
No.
Snatch.
I'm thinking of Snatch.
Yeah. So I watched Snatched.
Oh, okay.
And not the one you're thinking of.
Okay.
The Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn movie.
Yeah, how was it?
Oh, it's not good. It's not good.
But it's mindless, right?
Mindless. And I was like, okay, it's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, there's half of me at the end of it that was like, I just wasted 90 minutes. But I was like, you know what? I relaxed.
Yeah.
It was nice. I get why people don't want to watch some of these high-intense dramas.
You know, speaking of that... wasting 90 minutes. What do you think about MoviePass's new, like, 3 movies per month? Is that a better model? Is it a...
Let me just... You guys talk. I'm going to fill with rage right now.
Well,
wait, do you have MoviePass? Who here? Am I the only MoviePass?
Me and you.
You do have MoviePass?
Yeah, I've had it. But I got on it and I didn't use it like I should have until... Now they're like,
I feel like you buy things because you feel like you should have them.
Well, yeah, it makes sense.
Like, well, everyone
Isn't
has
that
it.
That's what most people do.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but like, hashtag he doesn't
America.
Want it.
Well,
like, you get free movies all the time.
You
anyway,
gotta keep
right?
up with the Joneses.
Well, so I can get free movies all the time,
with
but
the
I
movies?
Hate asking people. Like, I hate asking the guy, like, hey, man, could you hook me up with some tickets? Because then he's gonna ask me,
wait, why
hey,
do
can
you
I...
get free movies?
Just because I have this thing with the comedy club I work at. Like, so it's the barter system.
What are you trying to get his sources out to our thousands of fans?
You may recognize him from TV.
Right.
Or I'm sitting in the front row of the movie theater.
Right. So it's like, but. You don't get everything free. Like, they can't give away Disney tickets. Like, anything Disney, first week, you can't get it.
Oh, because it's,
they have their
clothes. They're going to sell out.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean...
Well, okay, so...
But I don't like having to go to that one place just to watch
Okay, here's
movies.
The thing. So they reduced it down to 3 movies a month.
When it used to be 1 movie a day.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. $10 $10 a month.
That's crazy.
That is a huge
difference.
Yeah.
Missed out.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Silas used to just go.
I would just go in the middle
you
of the day.
You should be able to get grandfathered in or something if you signed
up. Yeah, well, they just had too many people. Yeah, they're losing money. I mean, their shares went from $9,000 a share in October
to 17.
They're 7 cents now.
Silas bought it 17 cents.
I saw it 17 cents, so I bought 8 shares. And so
he's broke.
I'm broke. but I was like, it's that they've lost so much money. And okay, now look, the only problem with it is they're not guaranteeing that you're going to see every movie. They're going to say, like, they said the first runs are not going to be available. So, like, when they were first getting in trouble here, Mission Impossible, they blacked it out. Nobody could watch it first weekend. Mm. So they're going to do that with big movies like that right now, is block those out so you can't see it. So I don't know which ones, how it'll affect me. Like, still, $9.99 for 3 movies in a month is a good deal.
It's amazing.
You go to one movie and you've made, it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
But if that one movie you were going to see that month was the next Star Wars movie and you want to see it opening weekend, you're probably not going to get it.
Actually, Star Wars you can go see these days.
No, they'll black it out.
Nobody's going to see Star Wars.
Everyone's going to
see
Star Wars.
Don't you see his
shirt? He still made billions.
I can't believe nobody saw it.
Don't you see
Solo did not lose money.
He's watching Star Wars right now.
Right?
Solo did not lose money.
I'm just a Star Trek fan.
You guys both have Star Wars on.
Yeah, asshole. Making fun of Star Wars.
I just didn't like just... the fervor around. I just want to go see the movie. I don't want to, like, it's not a political statement if I like Star Wars. I just want to go see it.
Well, it's as much as you make it a political thing. I just go see Star Wars. I don't make it a political thing or.
Yeah. I just didn't like how it got used. It's like my childhood memory, and you guys are using it as a weapon to say this person is this and this person is that. I didn't like that.
Right.
Which is funny that you like Star Trek, which is very political.
I love Star Trek.
Right, but which is political by nature.
Yeah.
Did we hear that about Picard is coming back for...
Yes.
That's pretty crazy, right?
I hope he does it before he dies.
I know. I'm so scared. Okay, there's half of me that is excited about that.
Yeah.
But then I'm also like, I don't want him to be... Because, like, you said I saw Logan? Did you guys see Logan?
Yeah.
I don't want that to be my last memory of him. Like, I don't want to see the Professor X dying. but my Picard dying, he's just like, they're just going to watch him die over the last few years.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
I'd love to see him pass the torch to another Star Trek that's a continuation rather than one that's in the past.
But not some like Nexus type shit movie, right?
Yeah, just maybe 30 years past when Voyager ended.
Yeah,
the next. What's going on now? That's what I want to know. What's going on with the
which timeline are we in?
Yeah, exactly. What's going on with the Maquis? What's going on with the Kardashians?
Yeah,
the Bajoran. Do they? You know, what's going on?
So, are we done with the new Star Trek? Like the movies?
I don't think they're done. Because I think I've seen something about they might have another coming. But I mean, they finished the trilogy.
They're gonna recast Chekhov or.
That's actually the only reason I think that there might be talks in the work. They're deciding what they should do with him. Somebody was saying don't recast him.
Right.
Just what they did with Grand Moff Tarkin and all those guys. Just digitize him.
Nah.
No. They were saying just have him that he's shipped off. Just that he's on another ship. Okay. Just replace him with... Because what you want to do now, because why he came on... When he did, originally used in this original series, you know, they were an adversary of ours at the time.
Right.
So right now, you'd want to put in, like, make that person an Iranian that's the helmsman or something.
Or North Korean or something.
No, they're our buddies now.
Oh, yeah.
We're at peace.
We don't know. When this podcast coming out, we might be at war.
Depends which week you play it.
Very true.
Like, a week later, it could be at war.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What?
No, I just... watch both of them all of the time, so I couldn't possibly
all of the time like on your way here.
Definitely. I just couldn't listen to any of this because I was too busy like reliving the magic.
Are you a fan of either? I can't it's hard with comics to know the sarcasm.
Yeah.
Oh, actually that's true. My first year at Northwestern, I remember this became friend of mine. He was like, when I first met you, I was like, what's wrong with that girl? She has no sense of humor. It's like, but then I realized you're just so deadpan.
Right.
Like you'd say, like, it just took him a while to realize I forget sometimes.
Is that why you became a stand-up? Because it questioned your sense of humor?
No.
You're like, I'm going to show those
That would have been smart, but that is not what I did.
Samantha, you have an interesting path.
Thank you.
Right? Because, I mean, you lived everywhere.
Thank you.
Then you got your UW grad degree here.
Yeah.
In Seattle. And then you went to Hollywood to become famous?
Exactly. That's exactly what happened.
Was that the path?
I'm clearly famous. I'm on this
podcast. I said to get famous. I didn't say you were
successful. Don't be disrespecting my shit.
I'm saying I made it is what I'm saying.
Did you go to Hollywood?
I did.
Or directly, or did you...
Oh,
did
no.
Did you do tours or anything?
No, I did. You know, I did a tour. Now I'm all sensitive. I wasn't disrespecting the podcast. I'm
just
happy
fucking
to be
around.
Here.
It's okay, a shitty podcast.
Nah, no, it's not.
You can go to the other one.
No, so I did a lot of plays and stuff. And then I did actually a touring show. I did a national tour of the American Girls. You know those dolls?
Oh, yeah. Are you for real?
I'm for
real. How
was
that?
It was amazing. It was a really awesome production because it was through Seattle Children's Theater. So,
like
you guys know, because a lot of times people think children's theater, they think like bad theater.
Right.
But that theater is it's good quality stuff.
Right.
The sets were amazing. And the girl that I was playing, she was a little, can I swear on this?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. She was like the little bitchy princess girl.
Right.
So I had the most amazing costumes.
Oh,
with,
that's
like,
awesome.
Ringlety. It was amazing. But one day, we traveled all over like the country. But one of these things that cracks me up is it's so pathetic. So pathetic. Like I got sick on the tour. You know, you're going to get sick at some point.
Right.
I got sick and I knew I got sick because I was in the shower and my bar of soap fell and I went to pick it up. And because I was sick and my body was all aching, I kind of threw out my back, which is ridiculous. It's so stupid. And so
at my age, I'm like, no, that's plausible.
Yeah, yeah, no, I was like, that's plausible.
No, I didn't.
I
thought she was going to shit.
Especially then.
I thought you were going to faint. It was like,
oh man, what was that movie? Wedding Crashers.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, it was Wedding Crashers. But I kind of threw my back out, so I couldn't stand up straight, which is important. Because this girl, you know, that I was playing with, such a snob that I always had to have my nose up in the air.
Oh.
And she had kind of like a bit of heels on because of, you know, the time period.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking like a little hunchback.
Oh.
But then it's like, oh, no wonder why she's, you know, she's got angst and pain. Potentially. Not all hunchbacks. I don't know.
Right.
Just, she probably got teased as a kid. But.
So yeah. Did you.
Oh, I
did
still.
Did you go on
oh,
like that?
Oh, of course. Yeah, the show must
they
go on.
They didn't fix you?
Well, they couldn't.
God,
I mean,
that's
it's just
crazy.
It was
hats off to you.
I thought they just get a cortisone shot in the back.
Well, I mean, you know, it wasn't as serious as I'm making it sound, but I couldn't stand up straight.
That is the
that's
worst.
Serious.
Pain.
That sounds serious.
It
to
was
me.
It,
like lower back
like
or
week.
Like
I,
like lower
know.
Back or was it like mid back or?
I don't know.
I just imagine you hunched over the whole facing the ground.
Oh no, it wasn't
doing
that
all your
exactly.
Scenes.
That's
yeah.
That's what I wanted you to think. It wasn't that bad.
Speaking of back pain, I've never had back pain in my life until I worked out with Jack. And he was like, yo, you're lifting that wrong. And I was like, are you sure this feels right? And then all of a sudden I lifted it his way. And I was like, nope, I definitely threw out my back the way he was telling me to do it. And so I couldn't even sit down at work. It was that bad. And I had to stand up. It was the most painful. So every now and then I'll have back problems. And I just blame it on Jack.
Well, he was definitely. Doing it wrong. Obviously.
My way was working.
So you did tour
yeah,
for this?
Did,
how long?
How long was that? That was a few months long. Was it six? I don't know. It was a while ago.
6 months on tour.
Was it? It was a while.
Do you feel when people, I'm assuming people think that's glamorous when they first hear, you were on tour acting. And do you feel like, how does, the reality of it, is it glamorous?
I feel like.
Is it paid tour?
I think it was paid.
Okay.
I got my equity card from it. I got health insurance from
nice.
It. It was it was good. I got to stay at nice hotels. For me, it was glam. Nice. I read a lot of books in the car.
Did you get nice hotels? Really?
We got some nice hotels, yeah.
Oh, see, it was, thing. Actors get
how
nice
many
hotels.
People step our game up.
But how many people were in there?
No, but there was one hotel that we stayed at that was not.
Ooh.
Most of them were nice, but one of them was super weird. I slept with my clothes on top of, not pajamas. I mean, all of my regular street clothes on and on top of the blankets. I wouldn't even get under. I was like, ew, this place is nasty.
Was it in Montana?
No. I still remember that we stayed at this one. hotel was it? It was in Billings, and it was they were remodeling it, and they got these brand new beds. I still remember the bed. It was so soft.
Where was the nasty one?
Yeah, where's
what state?
Was it middle of the country?
It was.
It's a red state.
Either like in Idaho or Iowa or something like that. Yeah. I feel like it was one of the. It was weird.
There's like just security camera just like looking at you like.
Isn't that in every hotel room?
Doing comedy,
it's like an added
I've only
security
been
feature for females.
Had one hotel that I was just like, this is amazing. Like it was just this new casino in Ohm, okay. Washington. It was this. Yeah, it had only been open like 2 years.
No shit.
And it was like I just started laughing because it was like the luxury. I took pictures.
Was it? Did you get it for free from comedy or?
Basically, yeah.
Oh, okay, nice.
That's awesome.
They made me pay, and then they, reimbursed me. Yeah. Like, well, this is stupid. Yeah. Why am I? No. Okay.
It was like, Johnny Slayton room. No, just kidding.
yeah, they gave me cash. When I did that. I was like, I spent the last half into the casino. I was like, this sucks. I hate going to casinos. I got a problem. They don't know.
Oh man,
that was the casino that I. Oh, I was really low on money.
Right.
And I was like, but I'm bored. I'm there. And I'm like, I'm just going to spend just this $10.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. And I was winning.
Yeah.
What were you playing?
Craps.
Then you got greedy.
And then I got greedy. I started doubling it.
No.
And then I lost. And then I was lost. I'm like, well, I can't lose money. I can't afford that. So
yeah, yeah.
I'm going to put a little more in. And then I was like down like $50. $60 when I left, and I was just like that night. I was just like, I'm so fucking sick. I can't believe I did this.
Damn.
And I'm not like, because I'm like down to the last few $100s.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, this.
Were you married at the time?
Oh, yeah. No, this was a couple of years ago. And I was just like, this is. Then the next morning, the next day, we had the show there.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for my, waiting for the set, and I'm sitting by these slot machines. They're just like nickel slots or whatever. And I'm like, oh, whatever, okay.
Yeah.
Already screwed up, and so, like, I had $5, and I just put in. It was, like, after a dollar, I hit it, and I won, like, $200.
No shit.
I took the money and ran, but I was like, no, I'm not messing with it. And I was like, oh, my God, now I can tell Gretchen about it. Because I couldn't have said anything.
Oh wow.
And like, all tied, I'm like, oh, my God, this saved me so
I will never play slots, but I am addicted to trying to win the Powerball. That's
really?
My, like, I don't know why. Man, that's, like, my blackness.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's
I feel these numbers. My mother told me that so many times.
Yeah,
but I play penny machines, and I'm like really I don't go often. But I'm disciplined about. I'll be like, I have $10.
Right.
If it's $10 worth of entertainment, okay. But
right,
I'm not gonna.
My problem is
I'm so stingy.
I like the games.
Yeah,
like I really like them. I just want to play. And they go by so quick when you're there.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't fun.
Yo, like, it's the saddest shit for me to walk into a casino, see somebody, like, in a wheelchair and an oxygen tank just throwing money in that shit.
It's depressing.
I'm like, fuck, man. I was like, I don't want...
I even like roulette.
This is like, a real thing. Like, Tacoma has Emerald City. Like, I grew up in the Emerald Queen Casino. Like,
yeah.
I grew up in Tacoma.
Right.
The city is worse.
Is it?
Because of that casino. It's depressing getting off the freeway. And it's just, just rose tinted glasses.
Yeah.
Tacoma was rough in the 90s, but it's a different kind of rough. I don't see gangs everywhere. I just see
poverty.
Poverty everywhere. And it's depressing.
Like the gangs can't even afford it now? I'm like, oh, shit's rough, man.
For real. We got to diversify.
Lost all my money in blackjack. Now I'm like, all right.
Take that shit to Spanaway.
Yo, it's like, I just feel like every casino is like that. I've never walked in a casino where it's just like everybody looks happy. Everybody's like trying to.
Wait, you never walked into one of those casino ads on the television?
Right? Oh, man. It's like, even in Vegas, it's just like, and I hate cigarette smoke, so I'm just covered in it. And I'm like, ugh.
I like the first time I went to one of these state casinos because I'd only been to Vegas before.
Yeah.
I go in and I was like, well, where's the money? And they're like, oh, well, we can't use money. Like, the money can't come out. You have to have it on
the card.
And I'm like,
oh, that's not fun.
That's kind of boring. Like, right. Why?
I wanted to see, like, coins fall out.
Yeah, but, yeah. Like, Vegas, that's fun. That's happening. Right? Like, I got this. And you run up to it. I'm like, how is this fun? I don't get the fun of, like, it's like
it's
getting money
card.
Just put on my debit card.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not.
Right,
in and out. But I get you probably spend the money a lot quicker, like, right? Because you never touch it. Mm-hmm. So you're like, oh,
it's not real. It's just a piece of paper that says, you know, 100. Like, eh.
So, have you guys been dealing with this heat?
Wait, hold on. We even saying. Samantha's story's not.
Wait, oh, shit. What? No,
that's like slavery hot right
it's
now.
Really
can you do voices?
Yeah. Wait, so Samantha, so you toured?
Yeah.
You toured for 6 months.
Or yeah, six
and then
months,
you went to then you went to LA.
It's been a while, you know. Like
were you
a
drug dealer? Like what? How do you not know the story?
No, like I didn't.
Was it that long ago?
As she wipes her nose. Like
you don't be digging. What? Don't be digging for information.
Was this in the 60s?
So, yeah, it was. I toured. I did like Shakespeare. I did like some industrial, some print stuff, film. Like I did acting stuff, and then I was like, I want to do more films. Plus, it's funny because I got tired of playing black people all the time.
Where was this?
Like, I love us, but me play a just whatever character that doesn't have to be black. So,
where were you doing this? Out of
here, I was doing. Doing a lot of that here, and then one of the theaters shut down for a while, and then
Intimon?
And I did like a solo show that I wrote and produced. Don't do too much math now. Don't hurt yourself.
And then I was in that Spielberg film.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I forgot about that.
And that's when E.T. The theater in Issaquah.
That's one hot. Like Weinstein.
I did at the Village Theater.
Yeah, I used to deliver that.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, cool theater. I didn't get to do a production there, but I did understudy the lead in a new musical that they did there before. That was just fun.
Oh, so you're a singer too?
Ooh.
Yeah. So then I went down to LA and did some LA stuff.
When we drew for the 48-hour film festival genres, you have a choice when you pull it. You have two. One was horror and one was musical. And I was like, I didn't prepare for musical at all, so. Like, now I'm finding out how all these. And now I had a professional singer in it, too. I'm like,
can you do an English accent?
Awesome.
On the spot? Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been practicing.
Harry Potter.
There we go. Harry Potter.
Boom. Inspecto Patronum.
What about, like, heard
about Tracy
tea?
Morgan? Doodle Pample. I have my daughter.
Okay. So what made you go to L.A.?
Well, I originally got into acting because I wanted to do film and TV. Right. Well, film, actually, film. And then I just, you know, where I was living, there weren't opportunities for film. So I started doing theater and I was like, I love theater and I wanted to do it. And then after a while, I was like, but I really want to do film. Plus, for theater, I kept on getting black roles, which is nothing against it. But like I said, I wanted more opportunity to just play whatever. So, I just like, okay, it's time to go. Let's go do this.
So would it be like an industrial black role?
No. Sorry. It just turned out that when I would get cast for like print or film or you know, industrial videos, I wouldn't be playing black roles. I'd just be playing a character.
Right.
And that one independent film that I did, Judas Kiss, like the screenwriter, they had it written in that she would be a woman of color, but it was never brought up that she was a woman of color. They just wanted to have some diversity in it. You know what I mean? Like that.
Oh, is Judas Kiss the one on Netflix?
That's right.
I didn't realize that was on Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
It should still be.
I know people that worked on that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, like hopefully it still is. I mean, it's been for a while. I haven't checked recently. But anyway, and then like for the theater roles, a lot of the theater roles I was getting was like black roles. And so it just, I don't know. And plus like I wanted to buy a house and that didn't happen yet.
You're like, I want to buy a house, so I'm going to move to L.A.
Yeah.
To be a movie star.
You never know, man.
That's right. You know, all I need is that one good thing, and then boom, I got a house.
Color Purple 2.
That's right. Writing that right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Major League Baseball player minimum salary money. It's
Yo.
I wonder, the minimum salary for a film isn't as good as that. What,
What is the minimum salary for...
If you listen to our last episode, you'll find out.
Well, that's why you did. Oh, yeah, never mind.
Right. Yeah, we did it.
Okay, the previous one, you didn't record that shit, remember?
Yeah, we talked about it after.
All right, fair enough.
I don't make mistakes every time. We fix things in post. Okay, and so you went down, did the film. What made you get into comedy? How did you divert off of that? Your path.
Yeah, okay.
Well, how did you ruin your life?
Oh. Well, let me count the ways. How much time you got?
Oh, God. It's painful.
Right? Oh, no, actually, now I'm thinking, I'm like, people might listen to this. What am I saying? I
Thanks for your optimism, by the way.
No, people will listen to this. I'm thinking they might listen to me.
You know how many likes we have on Facebook now?
We up there.
They're going to listen to the wrong one.
Oh, man.
I didn't see you on there.
No, you know what it is? I like comedy. It's interesting. Right. I always wanted to be a writer as well. So it's just like, oh, why didn't I start doing stand-up sooner? You're performing and you're writing at the same time.
Right.
But honestly, I kind of did start doing stand-up because I was interested in it, but I felt like I was getting lame. Like, I just, it was like, I was working and hustling all the time. It was like day job and then auditions, and then maybe I'd book something. I was like, what I got to talk about? I was like, I need to do something for me that I enjoy for fun and, you know, that I didn't expect to be good at it or that people would like me at it. You know, it's like I just wanted to do it.
Right.
It made me happy. And then I started getting a lot of, like, support doing it. And nice. I was like, cool. Thank you. Well, let's just maybe take this more seriously. And not just that, like, I'm not a person to sit around and wait for things.
Yeah.
You know, so I was getting frustrated about waiting around for the acting stuff, which is like, I am prepared, I am ready, like, I've trained, I have experience. And then just, you don't have any power, like, you don't really have power unless if you make the thing yourself.
Right.
But, you know, I can just go out on a night and be like, let me go to an open mic or like, let me try to get booked on a show, much easier than I could be like, I'm going to make this production by myself, which I have done before. But it just, and I also just got tired of, now I'm like on a rant. I got tired of small talk. Like I can do small talk, but I don't like it very much. And I found that, I know not all comics are the same, but in my experience, I found that when I was in LA, the people that I really gravitated towards talking to were other comics because they didn't care about all some of that other crap that I don't care.
What
I
small
just don't
talk
care about.
Irritates you?
Okay, well, here's one.
The particular topic.
Here's LA when I'm coming back. Some of you have to forget I'm saying this, but like, what are you working on today? Who called you into their office? Oh, you gained 5 pounds, or maybe you need to lose 5 pounds.
Wait,
do you have wrinkles? I mean, I'm just saying, like,
they would seriously talk about your weight, about weight.
Like, actually, no, I did. Okay, no. So I do have a joke about this, but it is totally true. I did work at the restaurant I was working at with several models, and people were very fit and whatever, and they were talking about working out a lot. And I did actually turn to somebody and say, like, maybe I'll go to the gym too, and maybe I'll lose 5 pounds. And he seriously turns to me and he goes, yeah, that's good to start.
Wow. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm so serious.
Crazy.
It's funny though, because he wasn't even
fit himself.
He wasn't a model.
Right.
That one of the bunch wasn't a model, and he wasn't even trying to be rude. And I called him on it. I was like, dude, do you know what you just said to me?
Crazy.
And he was like, oh, I didn't mean it like that. And I was like, yeah, you meant maybe 10. And he was like, it's just a lot of superficial surface stuff that I know that people have to do, because you have to have the packaging right to get the thing or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm not interested in that. I'm not about that. And I really don't care.
Yeah.
So it's like, why don't I go more in the direction of what I care about and get to talk about the things I want to talk about? And, like, I just don't like being judged on my looks.
Yeah.
And it just...
I hate it.
And that's how Silas lives his life, man.
It really is, you know?
Just judging.
I mean, we all do it to a certain extent because of humanity, blah, blah, blah. But I really felt like, as an actor, I'm not going to say I didn't get things because I'm not, you know, sometimes, yeah, there's a lot of great actors going for it. But sometimes it just comes down to how you look. And I'm like, this is a waste of my time. Cast me anyway, people. But like, I want my brain to matter.
Yeah,
like, I want my point of view to matter.
It's
always
kind of blown my mind, like,
so
just how casting works. I mean, they'll cast Philip Seymour Hoffman. You know what I mean?
Well, they would have.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
well, okay. And here's the thing. Samantha's gonna get mad. Maybe
casting The Walking Dead,
but. Like,
I'm angry already. I don't even know what he said. It's happening.
When I was thinking about who to play what role in the 48, I was still under, even though I thought she would be clear, there was still a chance that Sam would have had a callback for something. And I was nervous about that.
Right.
Because if she had the callback and had to go, because these things pay a lot, and it's not a lot in Seattle. So if she needed to run to that, I don't know if that would have messed up our shooting schedule. So... I did. I mean, that honestly, I was thinking I was going to put you in the main part.
Don't let the other person
know. No. But she knows also, the other person knows that her pregnancy added to the weight of the film as well. And that was like a, how do we make it? Add the stakes of why do you, the big thing in our film was, why is someone going to care about these people in 5 minutes? Like, someone's going to, you're afraid she's going to die. Why? Right. Why do you care?
True,
you only have 1 minute to like them. That's why I took a lot of.
It would have been different if we went to see the movie. Then we would understand.
Well, by now, hopefully everyone has seen it, and you can even pretend you did.
Yeah.
It's called acting.
It was a lot of fun.
But things like that play into your mind when casting. It's just simple thing is availability. Someone might have a problem, so it's like, well, I know this person doesn't have a problem,
right,
potentially. So it's just going to be a lot easier if I have to make an adjustment, you know, last minute. You know, here's not a problem. But then, and the weird thing is, like, first, Nicole wasn't even going to be in it, probably because she was pregnant. And it was like, well, unless it might not fit for whatever is coming up. So we just planned on not using her and just going to do costumes. But then as we were creating the script and trying to figure out how do we make the first, there was almost a child in it. Like, as what's going to be the thing, like...
Oh, there was going to be the...
Kenny and I didn't want to... We ended up, like... When the idea came up, Kenny and I were like, I'm not going to kill a kid.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Potentially in this thing. Yeah. No. And so...
somebody else do? I mean, just...
Right. So we ended up... and then we're like, well, Nicole's... She's pregnant. You can show this new life. They're starting together. So it's like, oh, it's a... It raises some stakes automatically. So it was all circumstance on why someone's cast. Like,
not to make this about me, but no, I did the directing program at Second City too. And like sitting on the other side of the cat, like not as the actor, but being, you know, the eyes on for casting, it is definitely easier to see like how there's a lot of talented people and things are happening over there.
Sorry, but Jack was...
The talent was moving. It was very...
Yeah, Jack was asking me how big my ass.
Oh, is that what you got out of that?
Still filming. But it's being on the other side of it.
Yeah, it's not, you know, I feel like a lot of times it's not personal. There's a lot of talented people. And I guess for me, I feel like this is my life at stake. It's my time, my livelihood, my life. And I felt a little... bit more like I'm pursuing comedy more now because it makes me feel more at ease to know that I have more personal agency over it. But hey, like, still cast me. Steven Spielberg, he called you out there earlier.
That's right.
Spike Lee, Ava, you guys hearing this? I know you are.
M. Night, I'm here, baby.
And so now that you came up to Seattle, I know it was like, you came up for personal reasons.
Well, yeah,
but,
you know.
Yeah. But now that you're in Seattle, is it nice to be away from that hustle?
Yeah, it is. It's weird. Honestly, though, sometimes it's so ridiculous. I have to do some self-talk to be like, it's all right that you're not running around all the time. Like, you can live like a normal human, because it's just weird to me to have so much free time. And my free time, like, I'm still working during the day and like doing stuff. Yeah. Like, I'm still really busy.
Right.
But it's just, there's not less, as... like, yeah, not as busy. So,
right.
You know. I don't know any other comics who began comics in L.A. that moved up here. I know comics that went, failed, and then came back.
Names.
A lot of them. You know who you are. But I don't know anyone who started there and came up here. And that's
strange.
Yeah.
I know.
Audience.
I miss my comedy home there too.
What's
like?
What's it? Audience wise, though.
Do you miss the open mics with nobody there?
I was fortunate because I had a spot where I hosted an open mic like at one of the comedy clubs every week.
Oh,
and
shit.
So like that was
she's a big there you
go. Oh, she's the Manny Martin of LA.
Hey guys. No, I was just saying I realized I was fortunate. I realized I was fortunate. But an issue that I had is I was working nights at a serving job where I could make lots of money. Well, not lots of money, but I could make enough money to like pay for all the stuff that you have to throw out your career down there and have my days free for acting. So I didn't have as many nights free for comedy as I would have
liked.
It's
so weird to have your days free. You need to free up your days. I'm used to like, you got to free your nights up.
Well, no, and that's what exactly. Like I got to free my nights up now. Now I'm asking everybody like, what do you do for your day job? And is it flexible?
Right.
Because like, yeah, I'm not trying to do the you know, night it's, job
there. So like some of our right buddies now. Who are down there in LA and the more successful ones, they always tell me, they're like, you know, it's if you have a good show up here, it's great, right? You know, people stop by, they say hi, they tell you you did great. But the difference is when you're in LA and you have a great show, there could be somebody in the audience that, you know, could give you a card and be like, hey, call me on Monday. And so that's the only thing that I think really like sucks about being up here is there's less, you know, agents, less, you know, talent scouts out here. But at the same time, I mean, I guess you're building your craft. And then when you go back down there, you're like a great comic, great actress still, you know, whatever else. And
I like that you're assuming I'm going back down there. Here's how I feel, Hollywood. Like, give me a reason to come back. That's what I'm saying. Like, give me a reason to come back.
Well, you can create your own here. You know, now that you've already met an award-winning director.
I have.
You know, up
you've
here,
met
so.
A Comedy Central NBC comic.
And you
See?
Met a UPS
and
driver.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's right.
So, you know, you deliver shit.
He's the one who's going to deliver.
Yeah.
That's right.
Man, he stepped on the joke.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a better one.
Do you have that? I mean, that's a cheesy tagline for me to say, but do you have like a
comedy that delivers?
No, I don't.
But you don't want to, because you don't want to talk about like
yeah,
your
know.
Day job.
That
like,
would be hilarious. You should
but
be
it's
like,
kind of funny.
You should just go in uniform to
you
your
go
comedy.
On stage in them shorts and just be like, "Yo, motherfucker, you ever be delivering shit?"
You'd be like the bus driver.
Yeah, yeah. Anthony.
Y'all hate dogs as much as I do. Fuck dogs.
That would actually be really funny to do a show like
we should
one
do a sketch.
One show where everybody has to do like a
their,
bit about
like
their
cable.
Job. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that'd be funny.
It's like a Larry the Cable Guy. Job.
Yeah. Y'all ever see overdrafts like this and shit? Yeah. Like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Did you see that? I had a thread the other day that I put up, like, tell me a joke from your profession.
Right.
That even if other people don't get it, like, what? Like, tell me a joke.
Right.
And all these people listed, like, jokes that are told in their field.
In their office.
And some of them I was like, I don't
know what you're talking about.
Okay, I'll give you a stereotype. Like, when Indian people, when they ship items back, they just give you the item. They don't put it in the box.
Wait.
And that's a stereotype UPS drivers
will
get.
Has that ever happened?
It happens all the time.
What?
Like, if they're returning the item, they just give it to you.
They just give you a PlayStation that's unwrapped?
Yeah, and it's like, you got to put it in the box. Or if they have the box isn't sealed. It's like, you got
to. Just all these wires they hand it to you.
They just want to hand it to you when you show up, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, here, I'm returning this.
That is awesome.
You just got to be prepared. That's a stereotype a UPS driver will get.
I'm sorry. You just remind me of the horrible stereotype that, like, you know, there's that stereotype. Sometimes people like to pretend like people can't eat in Africa or don't know what food is.
Right.
I had this lovely African couple that I was at my restaurant a couple weeks ago, and I bring some bread to the table that the wife had requested, and the husband looks at me and he goes, "What do I do with this?" And he was serious.
Holy shit.
He was serious. And she looks up at me like, I just don't, you know. And then she just looks at him. Yeah, she's like, "You eat it."
What do I do with this?
That legitimately happened.
Wait, we are not eating air?
Wakanda forever.
I should share on. Oh my god! I didn't send Barunki that. I need to. I sent these guys this African comic,
right?
Stand up comedy. He was like doing stand up comedy or something. He was just doing who's that guy? Tosh 2.0.
Yeah,
but it was this guy from Africa, and he was going through these different signs. Look at this sign. Oh my gosh. Do you think
it is a stop sign? Do people really stop? Like, what the fuck is he?
Don't you hate when a hippopotamus crosses the street?
No, Jack, is there a joke that people like say to you? Like a serious joke that one that customers say to you and you hear it like every week, you hear it a couple times.
What can Brown do for you? We stopped using that in the early 2000s. People say that to me all the time.
What can Brown do for you?
Yeah, because it's our, like,
but they say it as a joke to you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. What can Brown do for you, right? I'm like, keep it moving. Let's go.
Because I keep hearing in my my profession the joke about a rocket mortgage. That's a big thing now. Rocket mortgage is online thing.
Uh-huh.
They say, why? You know why it's called rocket mortgage? Because it blows up at closing.
Oh,
wow. Other things, people will come up to me, "Are you FedEx?" Like, seriously. I'm like, nah, no, Archie will try to give you stuff for the post office and stuff like that. It's like, it's not me.
So somebody, I started refereeing last year.
Right.
And the guy was telling me, like, I found out I did stand up. He's like, oh, if you keep doing this, next year, you got to come to the, like, award ceremony. You should do a routine about, like, refereeing. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm going to explain to him, I can't just come up with a bunch of jokes. I'd have to sit around with a bunch of people and be like, we need to come up with referee jokes.
You don't realize, like, some people think every time you go on stage, it's just stream of consciousness. Some people think that's what comedy is.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that? Like, you write the joke.
Yeah, there was an investment guy who was like, you should go on stage and talk about 401ks, but because the market's so bad, you should call them 201ks. And I was like, what the fuck? No, that's not funny.
That's not bad, actually. I like that.
I guess.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Can I do it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
I like that joke. I'll say that.
Do it.
or very least, right? You know what? I gotta save that up for the parents.
There you go.
The soccer parents. Yeah. Like, when I'm in... Those are the dumb jokes you can save
exactly.
them.
Yeah, exactly. The clean ones.
Yeah.
So.
You ever order checks?
By the way the market's going.
Yeah. Instead of 401k, they call them 201k. All right.
That's why one
of... that's like rich people talk.
That is. That's,
it's
yeah.
Like,
that's,
201, that's no money at all.
I see what he's talking about. Oh, that guy.
I can see that is a joke that one of Sierra's friends' parents would tell me.
Right.
Like, oh, I love comedy. Oh, hey, have you heard this one? I hate you.
I see what you did there.
It is hard. Do you, you're the only other parent here.
Yeah.
Do you deal with a lot of parents much of like your friends' parents? Do you have to go to a lot of birthday parties and stuff?
Yeah, but I just drop them off.
So you don't socialize with the other kids' parents?
No, occasionally, not too much. But
do you find it hard?
Do you drop them off while you're driving the UPS?
I deliver my kids to their party.
I can't ask you that.
I'm sorry.
I'll ask you off air.
I was a I don't know if it's just being a comic that I find that's why I find them so dull now, like, but I just can't stand parents. They're so boring. They won't talk about like you said the small talk with in LA. It's like that's all they.
Man.
Like they'll just talk about their kid or like it's a Chris
Ellie
Rock
it
bit, but like I hate, it is the weather.
It's like a play
date. The 405 or the 5 talker.
Yeah.
Oh, Seattle's really getting busy. Huh? I mean, it's changed so much over 10 years. I'm like, I don't want to fucking talk about it.
He sounds, likes football. Why don't you talk to him about
it? It sounds really arrogant, but you remember you were saying, do you ever feel like you're better than people? Like, when you hang out with comics a lot, and that's what you're doing, you're thinking about comedy every night, going out, talking to comics. When you talk to, like, civilians, for the lack of a better
term,
you're just talking to somebody, you're just like,
yeah.
It's like their eyes are closed. Like,
I'm bored.
You're like, they're so just, you have to, as a comic, I'm like looking at everything.
Or they're not like, it's weird to talk to someone who's not trying to make everything funny.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I've gotten in trouble in relationships trying to be funny all the time.
Yeah.
And like, you realize it's a terrible excuse. Like, I was just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
That doesn't cut it for some people.
Well, yeah, because I mean, sometimes it is a terrible excuse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, my intent wasn't to hurt you.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just trying to be funny.
Hard not to.
Or like, I think before I was a comic, I used to always think, my wife said I used to comment on everything. We go into the supermarket and she's like, it's like you're giving me a tour because you're just like talking about everything and making a comment about like the fruit or comment about this. Like,
Silas comment about everything?
No. No, but I think it's saying like...
Wait, is he on this podcast?
The comment... what's funny about the idea of like, well, what's funny about that? I think I just used to always see everything as, what's funny about that? And now when we're with other comics, that's all we talk about.
Yeah.
Is, what's funny about that?
Well, I mean, my wife, back in the day, like, I had to realize I couldn't just treat her like a comic. I couldn't just be like, oh, you're being a fucking asshole. She was like, what? You know what I mean? It would like, but then she was like, she would get, now she's sarcastic and like drops lines back at me. So it's,
that's cool.
You know, it's evolved and. Man.
Yeah, my wife used to just, oh my God. Because she's so nice.
Yeah.
And so she never burns me. And that's one time, sometimes she does. And then I'm like, I want a high five her.
I'm so proud.
Right?
Like, fight back. That's right.
Yeah.
Get
That's
me.
So funny. This is so interesting to me. Like, now I know what to do when I get a wife.
Right.
She might not be with it right away. But
right. Just keep working on it.
You just got to train them.
That's
little
little.
Sometimes you got to shake them a little bit. Just gonna...
Like a baby. Up. Like a baby.
Yeah, like a baby.
Just shake them.
Not like a dog. Come on.
Yeah. okay.
Yeah. So I'm not gonna have a wife.
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah, on television.
It's early.
2018. We're not
you're young. You don't know.
Seattle.
Yeah, you
try
know.
Things you never tried before.
Oh boy, you're still at that.
What? Well, you're real young. As I done by my math calculations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You went to college
okay,
in 1973.
Enough. I did. You know.
So, what do you, Samantha? You're heading off somewhere soon, right?
I am.
Tell the fans where you're going.
Yeah, also
Montana.
Also going to be comedy, comedy driven.
What?
No, it's hilarious. Like to me, it's funny because like it's not comedy at all. I'm going to go to right outside of Pittsburgh. I'm going to be performing Lady Macbeth.
Right,
yeah.
Legit
yes.
actor.
I'm excited.
Legit.
You're excited.
Mix excited.
You know it's actually my third time performing this play, but it's my first time in that role.
That's awesome.
I played Lady Macduff twice, and well, one it was like Lady Macduff with others, and then Lady Macduff and the witches, one of the witches.
Lady Macduff is the sad one because it's like you know she wanted Macbeth.
No, she did not.
Yeah, she did.
No,
everyone
she
wants
didn't.
Lady Macduff. Nobody goes into it like, can I get witch
oh,
number
really?
Three?
You want to? You want to know the when I played Lady Macduff?
Yeah, nobody goes to
when
a
I was playing Lady Macduff. I was dating Macbeth, so
oh,
that
ooh.
Happened in real life. Yeah, it was power couple.
Power
yeah,
couple.
Nobody goes to a award-winning film cast and be like, I want to be the guy putting together the puzzle. In the
yeah.
You're the only people. So what are the dates for that? Pittsburgh, if they're out there in what, October?
I know I'm going on August 21st.
But when does it open?
Like,
I don't want people stalking you until then.
I think, no, just go on Instagram at Samantha Rund. Because Instagram is my favorite platform.
I got to get better at it.
Same. I'm going to Instagram this.
There you go.
Right? This setup is fun.
I'm yeah.
Yay. You guys do what he did. Also, yeah, no, I think it's what, September 22nd maybe is opening. I don't know.
So just stay
until
tuned.
Like
yeah.
The, yeah. Like the first week of October.
So. Samantha, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Yeah.
And, Jack,
thank you.
Jack is our like the end.
Yeah.
In our
yeah.
salt and pepper.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There
was
go.
The end. Our run in our run. No. It was,
yeah. Yeah. Our,
I'm Grand yeah. Jam Master J.
Jam Master J. Run DMC.
So, thank you. She's taking an Instagram picture right now.
All right.
Oh, wait. I couldn't get everybody.
We couldn't get us. That's fine.
I know you're
gonna, yeah, this is real fascinating radio when it's one year.
In his lap and
wait.
There you go.
What, okay. Is that me? I'm not even.
Here.
Is, what? And here we go.
Nice.
All right. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you. Super fun.
All right.
What an honor.
Black and a half?
Black and a half.
Black and a half.
Black and a half.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.